all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, so Michelle, when we're walking down the grocery aisles, is it mission impossible to try to understand what the heck's going on with the food labels? How do you decode them? How do you understand what you're doing? Tell me, are you confused?
Well, I love what you say about the food labels, about jet fuel. If you can't pronounce it, it must be jet fuel in the food, which I think, you know, so many foods have all this preservatives and everything that we don't need to eat, be eating, right?
Well, we have renowned nutritionist Bonnie Taub Dix on the on our show right now. Welcome, Bonnie, and she is going to be talking about what's really going on down that aisle. What happens when you're looking at those labels and you can't for the life of you figure out what's going on? So she has a brand new book, Read It Before You Eat It, How to Decode Food Labels and Make the Healthiest Choice Every Time. Bonnie, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, even as a nutritionist, and I've been a nutritionist for over 3 years, when I wrote this book, there were some things in there that were even confusing for me. You shouldn't have to be a dietitian or a mathematician to put food in your cart.
Well, there's no question about that. And I would like to just hop right in here now. We need to know, you know, some really simple, practical tips and techniques, warning signs, red flags, you know, things like how much sodium is too much and, you know, are all carbs the kiss of death? Now, obviously, I'm an expert in nutrition as well. I know a lot of these answers too, but you know something? I love the way your book was able to make it so simple and practical. So, Bonnie, let's just dive right in there.
Well, you know, when I wrote my book, I wrote that people could actually take my book to the store and use it as a guide. And that's why I call it Read It Before You Eat It. You literally can read what's going on down every aisle. It has an aisle-by-aisle tour. So in terms of these questions, I mean, this could be a show before hours. But the most important thing is that when you look at a package on the shelf, don't be fooled by the flashy label, because some labels make so many promises. The fact is, you're not eating the label, you're eating what's inside. So when you see a product, for example, that's listed natural, natural is one of the hottest on the globe, but yet the khaki color on the package, the picture of the farm in the back, don't be fooled, because sugar is natural, salt is natural, fat is natural. So a lot of these products are not even really that healthy for you.
So how much sodium, for example, should you take in every day, and what should be the standard when you're looking at these labels?
Well, the government tells us that over 51 years old, or if you have certain medical conditions, you shouldn't be having more than 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day. And the average person, somewhere around 2,300, who does not fit into that criteria. But that sounds like a big number, but there's sodium in so many different foods that, you know, you wouldn't even think that it is in so many different places. And salt is one of the least expensive ingredients that a food manufacturer could include. So salt makes food taste very flavorful, but it could really be just for you in certain situations. So check the label to look at sodium. And when it comes to looking at food labels, each label should speak to you depending on what you're looking for. One of the hottest numbers on a food label is calories. Everybody looks at calories. But right. In the meantime, when surveyed, most people don't even know how many calories they need a day or even what a calorie is.
Exactly.
All right. So let's look at sugars then. All right. You're reading that food label. You see it says total carbs. And then what's underneath that? We got fiber, sugars. Come on. Explain it out, Bonnie.
Yes, well, sugar is a good number to look at, and I can give you food in particular as an example, something like yogurt. you could look at the sugars in yogurt and see something like 40-something grams of sugar. That's not a type of yogurt that you should necessarily be buying, because yogurt provides calcium and protein and so many other important nutrients, but they could be provided in a product that would be lower in sugar content than that. But it doesn't mean that you should be always be looking for 0 grams of sugar. Again, in the yogurt example, yogurt may have 12 grams of sugar, let's say. Well, milk has lactose in it, which is a natural sugar. It doesn't mean that all sugar is bad for you. What's bad is having too much sugar and certain types of sugar in the diet. Like in breakfast cereals, for example, the sugar content should be low. You shouldn't be choosing breakfast cereals that are very high in sugar content. But I'm also a big advocate of taking your kids with you to the store. And my kids have come shopping with me since they were big enough to sit in a cart. So if there is a cereal that they liked that I know is a high sugar cereal, the criteria is I had to mix it with an equal portion of something that barely had any sugar in it, and that could slash the sugar in half. And you'll find a lot of these tips on my website. My website is betterthandieting.com. And I also write tips on food shopping all the time on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is @EatSmartBD. And I love following you guys on Twitter, too.
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, let's go to the O place, organic.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
The big O.
And what does it mean, right? Because there's so much controversy. Is it really organic? Is it just, is there any criteria that it has to meet?
Yes, there is. There is very strict criteria, in fact. So if you're truly looking for a product that is organic, then look for that USDA seal. It's that round seal where half is green and half is white, and it says USDA organic. Then you know that it passes a certain criteria. But then there are some foods that may include an organic ingredient, organic cane juice, on the ingredient list, and just because it has organic cane juice, which basically is sugar, it doesn't make it a health food. The word organic is a health halo, because most people think that just because you see that word organic, that means something that's healthy, but organic candy is still candy.
Right.
Fantastic. So how do families, you know, we know what to do at a farmer's market. It's kind of hard to go wrong, so long as they didn't sort of sneak in some processed, refined, you know, food products there. But what happens when you go to Walmart? You know, how can you help a family navigate?
Well, first of all, you know, when those doors swing open, you get hit with that gust of cold air in the supermarket, and there are about 45,000 different items that the average store carries. It's very overwhelming. What a family should do is make a food shopping list ahead of time. It really helps to navigate the store. Don't go shopping hungry. And spend a lot of time in the produce aisle. In fact, you could make games of the supermarket, because I think the supermarket really is a classroom. That's really what it is. So you could have red day. You could have round day, picking fruit and vegetables that are red or round, and make it fun. Get your kids involved in cooking. Kids are older now, and it's so wonderful to see that my legacy is not the jewelry I passed along, but instead, it's how they cook for themselves, how they go shopping for themselves, and I love to see this.
This is fantastic. You know something, Bonnie, you have done a fantastic job of helping us answer the question, what's really going on down that aisle? I think everyone should just go ahead, grab Bonnie's book, her fantastic book, Read It Before You Eat It, How to Decode Food Labels and Make the Healthiest Choice Every Time. Grab it with you when you go shopping, because she has answered the question, yes, you can decode the food labels, and she's a pro, and she's showing us how to do that. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And watch that sodium and those carbs, and look for that seal for organic. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.